101.77 HOFM, Mick and Anna, we are 100% Hobart. And oh my gosh, it is getting exciting in Australian Survivor right now. Sadly, Jenna Louise made an exit last night, but we got her on the phone. Hello.
Hi, how are you going?
Great, how are you?
I'm a bit disappointed.
Oh, I'm a bit disappointed too.
You've been my crush ever since you came on the show, I'm afraid.
Oh, thank you. That's why I went on, to be people's crushes.
Yeah, of course it was. Not the $500,000.
No, don't worry about that.
You did a great job winning the personal challenges, but you just fell one challenge short, didn't you, really?
Oh, absolutely. I couldn't believe, because essentially the alliance is about to turn on each other.
Yes.
And that just would have been good fun to be a part of.
I know, we are so looking forward to watching it, I got to tell you. Because, I mean, all of you guys from any of the other tribes and not Sanapus, I mean, you just were never going to cut through that, were you? It was like it was weighted on there to benefit them, wasn't it?
Absolutely. They were just so dominant. They were extremely strong. And I mean, any moment that anyone tried making a move, you were out. And that's sort of what, you know, was really troubling coming into the merge. I mean, we just didn't have the numbers, and I wasn't definitely going to put myself out because I wanted to make it to the jury.
Yeah.
The others that sort of, you know, tried kicking up a fuss just got voted out one by one. It was just incredible. It was like as soon as you wanted to play the game, they did not like that, and you were sent home.
Yeah, I actually think that's going to really backfire on them for the next series of Australian Survivor, because for me, it totally stuffed the show up. It took half the people out that were in the show in one foul swoop. They were always just going to get voted off one by one, and it really spoiled it for the watcher, I think.
Yeah, did it? I mean, it's obviously different for me being a contestant because I was more than happy. I was over in Sanapu being fed and winning challenges. So that, you know, it was funny because I sort of got sent over to the other tribe in revenge, and it actually did my game the best thing probably. But it was terribly disappointing because, I mean, for me, particularly coming into the merge, I mean, your whole tribe's been decimated, so you've got nothing to work with.
Yeah.
It was very much like about, it looked like it was the popular mean kids at school versus the freaks and geeks. That's how the show felt to me watching it.
Was I the freak and geek?
Yeah, and it's better to be a freak and geek, in my opinion, you know. I think they're the
absolutely
more interesting people in the world.
Yeah.
In life and Survivor.
It was interesting. I mean, the girls have copped a lot of heat, and granted, I don't want to get in on that bandwagon.
Yeah.
It is what it is, but yeah, there was definitely separation. There was definitely a bit of isolation, and it was tough. It was really tough, but I mean, you know, this is the game of Survivor. It does continue, and they will sort of, you know, stuff's going to happen.
They'll
to them,
stab each other in the back, just the way they meant to.
So I'm very excited to keep watching.
I'll say, now you're on the jury. It must have been nice to go and hop in a hot shower and have a nice feed, and to know that you're on the jury then.
Oh, I felt a little sigh of relief. I mean, I was fighting an uphill battle, and as soon as I got to the jury villa, I actually did say, I was like, I should have gotten voted out earlier. This is amazing.
You're hooking up with Sue. The two of you are able to, you know, sit by the pool, have a couple of cocktails and
have the
decision to make at the end. Is there pressure for you now?
There is so much pressure. It's huge being a jury member because you're essentially voting for who potentially may win.
Yeah.
And I mean, you go to tribal council and you really do focus on everything. Everyone votes differently, really. I was sort of more of a voter that wanted to vote about strategic moves. I just wanted people to sort of start playing an individual game and making moves for their benefit. So that was definitely what I was looking out for.
Good stuff. Yeah, look, we enjoyed watching you. And what's next? Are you back at work?
No. So yes and no. I sort of had that whole journey of coming out from the corporate world in December. So I sort of gave myself this year to explore a few different options.
Maybe you could teach some macrame courses or weaving because, you know, you would have picked up some skills on the island.
Yes, I have thought about that.
Yeah,
absolutely. Take a few people out in the bush and starve them.
Yeah.
Life-changing.
Do it.
People would pay money for that, Jenna Louise. Hey, it was a pleasure watching you. Thanks a lot and all the best on Australian Survivor. You did a great job.
Thanks so much, guys.